The faith community has a unique position to be able to help with the challenges and struggles that the community at large has to deal with mental health. But as far as families, people typically will go to their church or their faith as a resource. And so I want to raise the awareness within the faith community. I want to raise the awareness within the community at large about how the faith community can come in and be a support to families.
I wanted to get your perspective on whether you think churches have been a place where people can come and talk about mental health issues, or do you see that there's still a lot of room for growth?
There's a lot of room for growth. There's a lot of room for growth. When my daughter had her first episode, I remember standing in the pulpit that Sunday morning, looking out into the congregation and saying, I know that my family is not the only family that is going through this. And why did it take it for it to happen to us, for me to come to that conclusion? And from that point on, it has been something that I have explored, I have read about, I have prayed about, because I want to see families get help, but the church, the faith community can't help if we don't know what to do or how to do it. And so I feel like there's so much more room for growth. It's very disheartening as a pastor and a parent to see families stop coming to church, which I've seen this happen, stop coming to church because their families can't be embraced or aren't being embraced or loved or supported because folk in the church don't understand what mental health and how it impacts their family, and then how it begins to manifest itself within the church, and it make people feel uncomfortable. Our role as the body of Christ is to be a support to families, to show forth unconditional love, to pour out mercy and grace. And if people can't get that in the church, then we should have no business being in the church.
You mentioned that your daughter has a mental illness, and I wanted to ask, once you had this personal experience with having a child with a mental health condition, how did it change the way that you approach this issue as a pastor?
I began to look for it. I began to talk more about it from my pulpit. When I counsel with family members, I listen for the signs. I look for the signs. I listen for things that are telltale signs of mental health, but families may not have the mental health lingo per se or terminology to use it. So I started being more proactive at looking for the signs of it, and then being able to begin to have a dialogue. And then for those who are interested, connecting them with the resources. So it was really about training myself to be more present in listening and looking for the signs of mental health in families.
Who are you hoping will be in attendance at the brunch on Saturday? Is this members of the church, church leaders?
It's church leaders. It's lay leaders. It's open to the public at large who are just interested in it. It's no one particular person, but I really want church, faith community as a whole to come and participate, just to hear more about what we can do different. How can our Sundays start looking different? How can our Wednesday nights look different? Any activities or events that we put on, that how can we begin to embrace this community of people who need that support and love? And so it's open to anyone who has an interest in changing the face of the local church.